Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, America. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it's no miracle at all. It is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. 877-300-7645 is our number, 877-300-7645. If you have questions about the longevity products formulation, something you may have read about or heard about in the news, let us help you clear that up. Let us help you understand the vast world of nutrition, nutritional supplementation. Let us help you understand how to get off your medications and get on a good nutritional supplement program. Let us help you change your life today. You can change it today, this minute. And we want to help you do that. 877-300-7645 is our number on The Bright Side. Today and every day, if you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products you hear advertised on The Bright Side or recommended on the program, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and check out our shopping cart. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. You can purchase products off the websites, or you can join the team, the Bright Side Ben team, for a one-time $10 fee. You can join me in my mission to educate the planet about how important, how vital a good nutritional supplement program can be. Of course, you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. If you're in the Kansas City area, I'll be doing a talk for my friend Rich Stocks Monday, December 15th. That's this Monday, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton in the Kansas City Sports Complex, 4011 Blue Ridge Cutoff. Tickets are $5. We'll be talking for a good 90 minutes to 2 hours about the longevity products, about nutritional supplementation, about how easy it is to reverse degenerative disease, how easy it is to get our birthright back, our birthright of health, our birthright of vitality, our birthright of wellness. Nobody needs to be on a prescription drug for life. No matter what you heard from your doctor, that represents the utter failure of medicine when a medical professional says something like, you're going to be on this medicine the rest of your life, or we just got to take your gallbladder out, Mrs. Jones, or you don't need your breasts, or you don't need your uterus. Nothing says failure. Nothing says the utter and abject and complete failure of modern medicine than this idea that we need to be on prescription drugs for the rest of our lives. If you are on a drug, if you want to get off your meds, if you want to feel better, I highly encourage you, in the Kansas City area, I highly encourage you to check out my talk Monday, December 15th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton, Kansas City Sports Complex, 4011 Blue Ridge Cutoff. Please call Rich at 317-730-1018 for more information. All right, so we're talking about gas hormones. I love this idea that cells will mist out this vapor, this gas vapor, in order to control behaviors or control functions in the body. We talked about carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide, even though most folks recognize as a deadly toxin in small concentrations, it's important for the heart and blood vessels as a gas hormone. It tells the cells that line the blood vessels to relax, to lighten up, to open up. That makes carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide an important relaxing neurotransmitter. The second gas hormone. We talked about a little bit yesterday, also has relevance for the heart and for the circulatory system. It reduces the formation of fibers that can be associated with atrial fibrillation. Like carbon monoxide, it has a relaxing effect on the heart. It stabilizes arrhythmias. The second gas transmitter is considered to be medicine of the future. It's derived from sulfur, which is unfortunately deficient in the soils and in the standard American diet as well. We'll be talking about sulfur here in a little bit, sulfur deficiencies and the importance of sulfur, especially for making the second gas hormone. The second gas hormone is being explored for its applications as an anti-aging substance and also for its healing value, therapeutic value. It slows everything down. It's a suspended animation substance. It puts the body into suspended animation, or at least slows the body and heads it towards a kind of suspended animation state. It allows the body to work less, and less work means longer life. Relaxation means longer life, and this is a very important substance for relaxing things, slowing things down. It means better heart health. It means better brain health. It's also being explored for neurological issues, nerve issues, for pain relief, for movement disorders like Parkinson's disease or palsies, as an anti-inflammatory, as an anti-autoimmune disease substance. This second gas hormone is called hydrogen sulfide. It's the stinky stuff in rotten eggs, but it is a gas transmitter. It's the stinky stuff in hot springs. It's the stinky stuff that comes out as flatulence, but it's a hormone. It's a vapor that's misted across cells. If you ever smelled rotten egg, you've smelled hydrogen sulfide. It's also made by bacteria in our colon, the famous E. coli. We talked about that yesterday. We've all smelled E. coli's handiwork, as embarrassing as it might be. Passing gas is one of the most common of all bodily functions. We've got to get over this whole embarrassment around bodily functions. I was kind of debating whether I wanted to talk about flatulence, but it's kind of interesting. Not all cultures share American embarrassment about bodily functions. There's this tribe, Indian tribe in the Brazilian rainforest, the Yanomami Indians. They actually pass gas to say hello. I don't know how exactly that's done, but that's according to the Encyclopedia Britannica. China, if you're looking for a new job, you can actually get a job as a professional flatulence smeller. Nope, I'm not kidding you here. According to Chinese medical experts, there's a lot of health information that you can get from the smell of flatulence. By picking up various odors, sweet odors, savory. I'm just reporting back, guys. This is just, don't shoot the messenger here. But this is a real job in China. Sweet smells, savory smells, bitter smells, meaty aromas. They actually call it meaty aromas. These various different aromas actually can identify various illnesses, including cancer. And this is kind of, I don't know, latest thing in China, I suppose. Extremely stinky flatulence can be a sign of an infection. It can be a sign of Crohn's disease or celiac disease, bowel problems, raw, what they call a meaty smell or a fishy smell can be an infection. It can be it can involve bleeding or tumors in the intestinal lining. The presence of garlicky smell or an oniony smell can be an indicator that we're not digesting, we're not processing our foods correctly. There's a lot of information you can get from the various smells of flatulence. I'm just reporting here. On the average, flatulence comes out at 10 miles an hour. I don't know why that's important, but it is. Anyway, flatulence is a complex gas, and in addition to hydrogen sulfide, you get all kinds of other sulfur-containing chemicals, decomposing vegetable smells, and they're all important. They all have something to say about the health of the intestines, the health of the digestive system, and the health of the body. And by the way, cattle are an extremely important source of sulfur gases in the environment. You know, 18% or so of the gases that are responsible for global warming are actually cattle emissions, if you will. In any case, it's sulfur that contributes to the stink. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I thought it was kind of interesting. We've got to get over this whole idea of bodily or embarrassment around bodily emissions and stuff that the body makes. Anyway, sulfur contributes to the stink. It's responsible for the smell of rotten eggs and intestinal gas. The more sulfury foods you eat, the more likely you're going to be to pass sulfur. Cabbage, beans, eggs, those are notoriously problematic. Meat, which is a rich source of sulfur amino acids. And by the way, these sulfur amino acids are absolutely, absolutely critical to health and well-being, especially if you're in a nursing home recovering from surgery.
if your body's degenerating in any way, sulfur amino acids that come from meat and to a certain extent from vegetables like beans and cabbages are extremely important, unbelievably important for building substances. And not surprisingly, sulfur amino acids are deficient in the standard American diet and deficient in the plants that grow in sulfur-deficient soils. We'll talk about that here when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. And we're taking your calls at 877-300-7645. Got lines open for you, 877-300-7645. If you're in the Kansas City area, love to see you Monday, December 15th at 7 p.m. I'll be doing a talk for my friend Rich Stocks at the Four Points Sheraton Kansas City Sports Complex, 4011 Blue Ridge Cutoff. Please call Rich at 317-730-1018, 317-730-1018. For more information, as I say, tickets are $5, and RSVPs are always encouraged. 317-730-1018 is his number, Rich's number. If you want to join myself and my friend Dixie Sedgwick on our weekly phone calls, we do every Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We do a weekly phone call on a various health subject. We covered cancer last week. We're going to talk about estrogen and the importance, or at least the relationship that estrogen has to lots of degenerative health diseases, to lots of degenerative crises, including cancer. But, you know, it's not really estrogen that's the problem, even though we talk about estrogen as being somewhat of a problematic hormone. It's actually breakdown products of estrogen, and that's what we'll be talking about this coming Sunday. If you're dealing with cysts, fibroids, breast cancer, you want to prevent breast cancer, any reproductive cancers, even prostate cancer has an estrogen connection. Men make estrogen as well, and there's a relationship between estrogen, male estrogen, and prostate disease. We'll be talking about all that this Sunday. If you want to join us, Sunday, 7 p.m. Mountain. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. 6 p.m. MST, which is 7 p.m. Central Time. 6 p.m. MST, 7 p.m. Central Time. Sundays, the number is 605-562-3140 in the participant access code 444-973-pound. 6 p.m. Sunday, Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. Okay, so continuing on with sulfur, super important super important element that is involved in the production of two super important building and detoxifying amino acids. Sulfur deficiencies are extremely common because they're not in the soil. Soil deficiencies of sulfur, mineral deficiencies in the soil are a big, big problem, as you know if you've listened to this program, and no element or mineral deficiency is more significant than sulfur deficiency. Sulfur is, in addition to being an important component of hydrogen sulfide, sulfur is mega electrically active. It's an activating element. It activates vitamin D, and it activates cholesterol. It activates various fatty substances. Essential fatty acids get activated by sulfur. Sulfur gives fats a certain ability to dissolve in water. I don't want to say dissolve in water, but at least to be kind of suspended in water. And the combination of sulfur and fats in water creates lots of electrical energy. Sulfur in the form of hydrogen sulfide has a nice relaxing effect. This is why sulfur hot springs can be very helpful and very beneficial. This is why sulfur hot springs have, for eons, for thousands of years, had a reputation for their relaxing benefits and healing benefits. And the sulfur that's emitted from these sulfur hot springs can also be, as I said earlier, especially significant for the health of the brain. Sulfur is found in high concentrations in brain cells. Brain cells make this hydrogen sulfide gas transmitter, and sulfur and hydrogen sulfide have a role to play not just in movement disorders like Parkinson's disease and palsies, but also for thinking, for cognition, for memory. And, of course, for regulating, as we said, the health of the heart. The lungs are also dependent to a certain extent on hydrogen sulfide. Hydrogen sulfide also plays a role in sugar control as well as in insulin release, and it helps the body process sugar. Sulfur in general is very important for helping the body process sugar, and we don't hear too much about it, unfortunately. Hydrogen sulfide is also important for the health of the digestive system. The unregulated production of hydrogen sulfide under conditions of messed up gut bacteria, so-called dysbiosis, are involved in the development of all kinds of diseases, sort of like deficiencies in carbon monoxide, deficiencies in prostaglandins, these other hormone-type substances that you don't hear a lot about. Deficiencies in carbon monoxide, deficiencies in prostaglandins are also involved in degenerative diseases. Likewise, deficiencies in hydrogen sulfide, which follow sulfur deficiencies, can also be related to lots of degenerative diseases, including diabetes. Hydrogen sulfide slows things down. It relaxes things. It's like a molecular brake. It slows down chemistry that may be occurring too rapidly. In the case of diabetes, or in the case of pre-diabetes, and almost everybody's, probably one out of three or more, maybe one out of two people are at least pre-diabetic or diabetic, And one of the problems with pre-diabetes or diabetes, problems handling sugar is super explosive and super high energy. The body doesn't like super explosive. The body doesn't like super high energy. So it's got these braking systems, these inhibitory systems, these slowing down systems that keep the body and keep cells from spinning out of control, from operating chaotically. And there's lots of these braking elements. GABA, G-A-B-A, is a braking element, an inhibitory element. And hydrogen sulfide is also an inhibitory element. So sulfur, in addition to being an activator, is also an inhibitor via its connection with hydrogen sulfide for diabetes. That's one of the reasons why sulfur is just unspeakably important, and we don't even talk about all the various ways sulfur is important, and including for helping the body handle sugar, for helping the body, if you have diabetes or insulin problems, you're not handling sugar. You guys, sugar is a poison, okay? Let's be very clear about this. Sugar is a poison in the sense that after you have just a tiny little bit, which you need for energizing, especially for the nervous system, for the brain, after that tiny little bit, sugar has to be considered a toxin, a poison. And you know what? If you go to the grocery store, the purest poison that's not in the pharmacy, the purest substance that's not in the pharmacy is the most poisonous substance, and that's the sugar. And it's the stuff that never goes up. The price never goes up. It's always $1.50 or $2 a pound. It's the same price it was today as it was when I was a kid. What's that about? Why are we guaranteed the purest, most poisonous substance in the supermarket is guaranteed to stay the same price no matter what the economy is doing? People know. The government knows. People who set the prices on these things know you don't deprive the people of their sugar. Because sugar, in addition to being toxic and poisonous, and a great way to assure that people leave the gene pool, and a great way to assure that people stay sick and dumb and stupid, too sick and too dumb and too stupid to do anything about their eroding freedoms and eroding liberties, one of the best ways to assure that people stay that way is to make sure everybody gets enough sugar and it's cheap. Sugar can be especially toxic to the pancreas cells, obviously, which are super sensitive to blood sugar levels. When pancreas cells are bombarded with sugar, specifically something called beta cells, they'll actually release hydrogen sulfide. Remember, hydrogen sulfide slows things down, and when the beta cells, the insulin-making cells in the pancreas, are attacked by sugar over and over and over again, they'll actually release their own hydrogen sulfide gas to kind of relax things, to slow things down. If this only happens once in a while, if it doesn't happen all the time, that's not a big deal. That's a compensatory strategy that the body has. It adjusts things. When things get too fast, it adjusts them downward. When they're too slow, it adjusts them upward. So if you're bombarding your blood, or your blood is being bombarded with sugar, dietary sugar, eventually the cells of the pancreas are just going to get winded, pooped out, so they'll secrete a little hydrogen sulfide to slow things down, no problem, but if it happens once in a while. But if it happens over and over and over again over the course of months and years and decades, eventually all that hydrogen sulfide is going to weaken and ultimately kill those beta cells, and we'll call that type 1 diabetes or perhaps type 2 diabetes, and your doctor will say, well, there's nothing you can do about that, and we're just going to have to keep you on insulin the rest of your life, or you have to take your metformin for the rest of your life. No. Dietary control of your sugar intake is really the best strategy to relax the activity of these insulin-making cells in the pancreas and keep those pancreatic cells healthy. Hang tight. We'll finish this up when we come back.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce customer relationship software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number is 877-300-7645. We do have lines open for you. We're talking about sulfur and hydrogen sulfide. It turns out that sulfur's got a lot of roles to play in the body that we don't really talk about. It activates fats like vitamin D and cholesterol, and it's also involved in sugar metabolism, and sulfur deficiencies are very common. To get yourself some MSM if you're interested in supplementing with sulfur. MSM is completely non-toxic. You'll find it in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can take 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. It's one of those all-purpose, multifunctional, non-toxic, super gentle supplements and inexpensive supplements you can get. for $10 or so, you can get a month's supply of 1,000 milligram daily dose of MSM sulfur. And, of course, you'll get a lot of the longevity products. Doc's been talking about MSM sulfur for a long time. It's not a panacea. It's not a cure-all. Sometimes you'll see these advertisements or internet these websites that talk about MSM sulfur as being a cure-all for everything. It is not a cure-all, but it's absolutely, unbelievably, indispensably important, in my opinion, as a supplement for building things, for bone health, for muscle health, for detoxification, and also for the production of hydrogen sulfide. Most important thing you could think about if you're interested in upregulating your hydrogen sulfide, if you have diabetes, or if you're interested in getting the benefits of sulfur for its detoxification properties or for its building properties, the most important foods are going to be onions and garlic and stinky foods. Meat, of course, is also a good source of sulfur. The most important thing from a nutritional standpoint that we can do, in addition to making sure that we're supplementing with MSM sulfur and getting MSM sulfur on a regular basis, is eating sulfur. Sulfur is one of the more common and underappreciated of the nutritional deficiencies, soil-based nutritional deficiencies. Two main sulfur amino acids that are made by plants depend on sulfur from the soil. No sulfur in the soil, that means that these amino acids aren't going to be in the plants, and that means less protein in the plants. So for you vegans and vegetarians, especially militant vegans who insist upon getting protein from beans and insist upon getting protein from veggies, there's these doctors like I don't want to mention anybody's names, but less than intelligent vegetarian and vegan doctors who claim that you can get everything you need from plants. Not true, especially with soil deficiencies. Not that, you know, we may have a problem even if we're eating meat, of course, because of soil deficiencies, but the fact of the matter is it's going to be very difficult to get the protein, the good quality protein that you need simply by eating vegetables. It can be done if you're vegan and vegetarian. I'm not saying it can't be done. It's just going to be difficult, especially with sulfur deficiencies. Beans, cabbages, cabbage. If you're eating fish, that's also going to be a good source of sulfur. And, of course, meat is also always a good source of sulfur, as is dairy and eggs. Meat, dairy, and eggs are going to be the best sources of protein for anybody. And if you're vegan or vegetarian, I'm sorry to say that, but that's just the fact. It's not that it can't be done if you're vegan or vegetarian. So don't send me letters. I always get these letters from vegans and vegetarians insisting they can get everything they need. And it is possible. It is possible. It's just a little bit harder. All right, tomorrow we're going to continue talking about these gas transmitters and talk a little bit about sulfur deficiency tomorrow, and then we'll talk about the third gas transmitter. There's only three: carbon monoxide, hydrogen sulfide, and then this third one, which is really, really important. Got my first college degree. I got two college degrees. My first degree is in journalism. Got it in 1980. When I was in college the first time in the late 70s, there was this guy. He used to like to sniff this stuff out of a little bottle. He would sniff it and get intoxicated by sniffing this stuff. And the stuff is actually related to a very important hormone, gas hormone that's got brain health properties. The little stuff he was snorting, if you will, he used to call it locker room. I'll tell you about that tomorrow. It's got a really interesting story, and it's got a very interesting, the intoxicating substance actually has got a really interesting role to play when it comes to biological health. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue talking gas hormones on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 877-300-7645. Let us go to Rose. What's going on, Rose? Is this Virginia Rose?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Ben?
How you doing, Rose? Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you and blessings from above. I have a question. Where can I get liquid magnesium, and which type? I know I have it in my nose, but I need it.
There's all kinds of sources of liquid magnesium. Use the Beyond OsteoFX if you're going to use the longevity products. You can get liquid magnesium pretty much in any health food store, but I like the Beyond OsteoFX. Are you doing the longevity products? If you're doing the longevity products, the Beyond OsteoFX is the way to go.
Okay, but if I had an emergency that I didn't have it, which one do you think?
Magnesium. Go to get something called magnesium citrate. What the heck is the name of that product? Go to any drugstore and you can get liquid magnesium citrate. And that's for people who are constipated, and there's a brand name for it, and I forgot. I'm sorry. Is it magnesium citrate or it's actually magnesium phosphate now that I think about it, and I forgot the name of it.
Magnesium what?
Phosphate. phosphate of magnesium or magnesium phosphate. And I forgot the name of the brand name of it, but you can get it at any drugstore. It comes in a green bottle, and it's sold for constipation. It's a laxative, and it works very quickly, by the way. And
yeah, but I don't want it from constipation. I know that magnesium is good for your body in general.
Oh, then you want the Beyond OsteoFX. If you just want it as a nutritional supplement, get the Beyond OsteoFX.
Yeah.
Liquid magnesium phosphate.
There's a few questions I have.
Yes.
When it comes to vitamin C, I heard the other day Dr. Cass Ingram. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
And I don't know if you have heard him. He's very good. They call him Dr.
I know Cass Ingram. I know Cass Ingram. I've been reading his stuff for a long time. I'm not exactly on board with everything he says. What's he saying about ascorbic acid?
Well, he was mentioning about vitamin C. There's some vitamin C's are not good. Which
All right. Let me talk about that, Rose, because I'm getting letters. I talked about it a couple weeks ago. So if you want to go to my website and search ascorbic acid or vitamin C, you'll get my little rant on that. Here's the story, and I'm getting sick of hearing this nonsense about ascorbic acid.
No, he said that it because of the source that it comes from.
No, that's stupidity. That's nonsense. Okay, once it's extracted from the corn, listen, let me just be clear here, okay? Once you take a chemical out of a plant, it doesn't have any of the stuff in the plant. Now, you may get some residue from the processing. That's conceivable, but it doesn't matter the source. Once it comes out of the plant, and most ascorbic acid comes from corn, once it comes out of the plant and it's processed and it does all the chemistry occurs in order to extract the ascorbic acid out of the corn, there's no corn left in it. The body can't tell that it came from corn. I don't know what this guy's talking about. And I don't know what anybody's talking about when they tell you that there's GMO, it comes from a GMO source. GMO corn is a problem, and GMOs are a problem in general. That's for sure. But once you get the ascorbic acid out of the GMO corn, it's just ascorbic acid. It doesn't matter where it came from. And when it gets into your body, the cells of your body use the ascorbic acid. They see the molecular structure of the ascorbic acid, the cells do, and they take it in. They're not like, oh, ascorbic acid, you're from corn. You're from GMO. It doesn't know. It just sees ascorbic acid. And as far as ascorbic acid and vitamin C go, yes, it's true that in a plant, the ascorbic acid is connected up with other things that are important for the body to use ascorbic acid. That's why plants are always better than supplements. That's why food is always better than supplements. Food is always better than supplements. The problem is, the stuff isn't in the food. We've destroyed our food. We've destroyed the soil. And so
I have other questions.
Hang on, Rose. I got to take a break. So we'll finish up when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. That was magnesium citrate that I was trying to think of. Citrate of magnesia, which is an anti-constipation medicine. It's a laxative that's used for rapid, as they say, bowel evacuation. You can get it at drugstores, and you do half a bottle and then sit around for an hour or so. Nothing happens, you do the other half after an hour or so. You can do up to two bottles or so. You can get two bottles of this stuff, and it also comes in tablets, I guess. Anyway, we used to recommend it in the drugstore all the time for folks who are intractably constipated, which can be a miserable experience. All right, 877-300-7645. Rose, what were you asking before we went to the break?
Hey, now, you mentioned about the one that Longevity has. Which other one in the regular, you know,
Healthy Star Pack?
Magnesium.
It's called Beyond. Beyond Osteo FX.
Okay. May I ask you this question?
Sure.
When I was very young, you know, that I started college, you know, at the normal age, I remember I used to have, I experienced psoriasis, you know, that was when I was on my
experience what?
Year.
I didn't understand.
You know,
Rose, I didn't hear what you said. You said experienced what?
Fear.
Oh, fear, phobia. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was phobia to the groups of people. It was weird. I never had that in my life. It was because I was overprotected by my family, which okay. I appreciated their goodness. And
How can I help you with that, Rose?
My question is this. I don't believe in artificial means, you know. That's why I never fell into drugs. I overcame that phobia by faith and self-determination to fight it back. Now, I have a son, my oldest son, he's having this same symptoms of this phobia.
What's he afraid of? What's
anxiety, and then he went to a doctor, and I told him in the past what you said, and now he's taking Zoloft. What do you advise about this?
Well, it's a poison. I mean, I don't know why doctors poison people. For the life of me, I can't figure out why a medical professional would think it's okay to poison somebody with a drug like Zoloft and SSRI. On the other hand, sometimes people, when they take their Zoloft and they'll zone out, SSRIs kind of keep you on this zoning out sort of emotional status where you don't have highs and you don't have lows. I can't tell somebody what to do if they prefer that kind of way of operating through life where they're just kind of neutral. There's no ups and there's no downs. More power to them. You know, that's people's decision that they have to make. The fact of the matter is there's no such thing as a prescription drug that does not have toxic side effects that will not ultimately shorten your life. So you got, it's just do a cost benefit analysis, and everybody's got to do it themselves. The reason I do this program, the only thing I want people to understand is if you don't want a prescription drug, you have options. All right. If you do want a prescription drug, praise God, more power to you. There's, you know, I'm not judging anybody for what they do. The reason I do the bright side and what I've dedicated my life to is explaining to people or demonstrating to people that we have options to all prescription drugs. All long-term prescription drugs like Zoloft. I'm not talking about antibiotics or
pain pills. So what is the option instead of Zoloft?
Well, I don't know what he's afraid of, but usually when you have some kind of emotional issue, you're not handling life for whatever reason, there's something percolating underneath that has to be addressed. It could be childhood trauma. It could be post-traumatic stress syndrome. It could be nutritional deficiencies. The most important thing is to keep your blood sugar stable. That's the first thing to do. Whenever you have an emotional issue, a mental health issue, hypoglycemia is a major enemy. So you got to keep your blood sugar stable. The way you keep your blood sugar stable is by making sure you're getting more protein, more vegetable carbohydrates, and less processed food, in addition to all your nutritional supplements, most especially for the brain, the B vitamins, and also to a certain extent magnesium and a few other minerals. But the B vitamins are your brain vitamins. Now, here's the thing about the B vitamins that's missed all the time, except for listeners to this program, because I talk about it all the time. B vitamin deficiency and water-soluble nutrient deficiency, that means electrolytes like potassium and calcium and sodium and magnesium, B vitamins, the electrolytes, and vitamin C deficiencies are extremely common because these nutrients are all water-soluble, and we pee them out. We urinate them out. So if you're urinating but you're not taking your BTT, or you're urinating and you're not doing your living foods, or you're urinating and you're not replacing those electrolytes and water-soluble nutrients, you're going to be deficient by definition. It can't happen that you're not deficient. So how many people do some BTT after they go to the bathroom? Or how many people do some BTT first thing in the morning after they've gone to the bathroom a couple times in the middle of the night? Or how many people are replacing their electrolytes or their B vitamins through vegetable juices and vegetable soups every time they urinate? How many people? Hardly anybody. Unless they're listening to this program or they're part of the longevity family, hardly anybody is replacing these water-soluble nutrients. That means everybody's going to be deficient. And because the Bs are so important for brain health, it's almost impossible not to have these kinds of mental health issues. And this is why mental health problems affect mental health problems affect 1 out of 8 Americans. Get on the B vitamins throughout the day, especially if you're drinking lots of water and especially if you're going to the bathroom a lot. That's super important for the brain. And, by the way, the more sugar you eat, the more B vitamins you need. So keeping your sugar intake down, getting on the B vitamins, use the Sweeties, use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I didn't even tell you about correcting digestive issues, but when you have messed up gut bacteria, gases from these bacteria, from the wrong kinds of bacteria, go into the blood. The blood goes into the brain. These gases go from the blood into the brain, and they can affect mental health. They can cause mental health issues, too. So correcting digestive problems is also important in addition to working with the sugar. There's so many ways to go, Rose, and I got to move on. I got to take a bunch of calls. Long story short, Beyond Tangerine, get on the Beyond OsteoFX if you want your magnesium, and have your son keep his sugar intake as low as possible to keep his blood sugar even keel. What were you going to say, ma'am? Rose?
No. One time when you have the opportunity, please explain to us the difference, the marijuana and the hemp.
Marijuana and hemp, the difference between those two?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll do that in the next few days, okay, Rose? Or if I don't, call me back. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I'm not a big believer in smoking marijuana, by the way. Smoking anything is not good for you, but it's nobody's business if anybody wants to smoke pot. And it's certainly not the federal government in Washington's business to tell me or you or anybody else what we can smoke and what we can't smoke. I'm here in Colorado, and we have a little bit of liberty where we can do what we need to do, but most of the country, even in Colorado, has to deal with stupidity, federal regulations. regulations and federal legislation that tells me or you or anybody what we can smoke and what we can't smoke. It's offensive. It's insulting to any liberty-loving Americans everywhere. That's just my take on it. Now, hemp is a plant that grows. That's a little different from marijuana. You're not going to get high from hemp. And hemp oil, as it turns out, is ridiculously important as far as a nutritional supplement. It's like a perfect essential fatty acid blend. All right, Justin in Connecticut, you've been on hold for a long time. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, not too much. I have two daughters, 10 and 12, and they have milia on their face.
Got it. Both of them?
Both of them.
Okay. Well, they have more than milia going on then, because milia, which for the listeners are hard bumps that form on the skin, and sometimes they got little white heads. Sometimes they're just hard bumps. Is that, you know what I'm talking about? Did I describe that right, Justin?
Yes.
Okay. So either hard bumps or sometimes they're white heads with hard bumps. That's a sign that the body's not processing fats correctly and it's deficient in fatty vitamins and fatty nutrients. This typically will happen to women after menopause. It happens after people have their gallbladder removed. If it happens in a little kid, two things you want to think about. Number one, fat processing, and number two, food allergies. That's why I say they have more going on than just milia, and that's your job as the dad, is to see what other symptoms are going on. If it's happening in both the kids, that tells me it has something, that's a good chance anyway, there's a good chance that it has something to do with what they're eating, assuming they're eating the same things. Any digestive issues that you know about with the kids?
No, not that I know of.
Keep your eye on those or ask mom about those or ask the kids. Kids don't usually talk. The kids don't even know. You know, if you've had a digestive problem all your life and you're 8 years old or 9 years old, you don't know any different. So you got to kind of probe a little bit. Get them on a small amount of vitamin A. Vitamin A is almost like a cure. I hate using the cure word, but vitamin A is almost like a cure for milia.
Okay.
And for the kids, probably 5,000 IU a day of milia. You can probably get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine if you have them sip on that. If they're not processing fats correctly, that's a sign that there may be some liver issues that you want to know about, maybe some intestinal issues. Get them on the probiotics. The Biolumin Nightly Essence is a great probiotic, of course, and if you can get them to do fermented food, that would be a good idea as well. And then topically, get some retinol or Retin-A. You'll have to get it as a prescription and have them use a very small amount. Their skin, kids' skin is typically going to be sensitive and delicate, so you don't want to have them to use too much, but that will help keep the skin cells growing and dividing at just the right pace to keep them from clogging up the pores. Most especially, though, is the fat metabolism deficiencies in fatty vitamins, especially vitamin A, anybody who's dealing with milia. Wish I had more time, Justin. If you want to call back tomorrow, or send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and put your phone number in there, and I'll contact you personally. We can talk about it some more. Thanks for your call, Justin. Sorry if we left you on hold. So I always say you got to call in early on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening, friends. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about gas transmitters, a really interesting gas transmitter. I'll tell you my story about my friend. We used to call him Locker Room. He used to snort this stuff and get intoxicated. And stuff, as it turns out, is a gas hormone. We'll talk about that tomorrow on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.